Case number 10827, Bay Shore Incorporated, north of Road 358, Sandy Cove Road, south of Possum Street, being Lot 52 within Bay Shore Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Brett, B-R-E-T-T, Cox, C-O-X, 30145, Bay Shore Road, Ocean View.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How you doing? We're just applying for a variance to encroach on, we don't have 20 feet after an 8-foot deck is built. We would only have 18. So we were just looking for a 2-foot variance to encroach on that 20-foot separation between homes.
Okay, your application says 1.9 feet, but you're requesting 2 feet?
Yeah, according to the surveyor here, I don't know if you have a copy of the survey or not.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that we have 18 feet.
18.1?
I'm looking at the wrong one.
18 feet, 1 inch?
18.1 feet. And you're asking, well, I mean, it's splitting hairs, but the application says 1.9. If you're asking for 2 feet, then that's not an issue.
Yeah, I mean,
just clearing the record.
I had two of them. They're basically the same. I'm sorry. Is this one on Quail Road that we're talking of, or on
Quail Road?
Quail Road. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong one then.
Yep.
So yeah, it would be
1.9 feet,
yes.
Okay.
They could put a 6-foot deck up, but they're pretty narrow. We have a couple of them in the park now. 8 foot gives them a little more room.
Are you the builder?
I'm sorry?
Are you the builder?
No. My dad and I have the park.
Okay.
And I'm just here to try to help my tenants get a little more room.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And actually, I believe they're going to build it themselves.
Appreciate you coming before the fact. Makes life a little... We appreciate you coming before the fact. It makes life easier for us.
And I also have a letter from the park if...
Okay.
Given our permission for the people as well, if that'll help.
There has been multiple variances approved in that area.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition?
I have one letter of opposition in the file.
Okay, do you want to just highlight that first, please?
From Patty Wild. Wild.
Wine.
And she just don't feel that it should be approved.
That's basically it, no?
Yeah, yeah. She's just quoting a lot of the ordinance, you know, how it's supposed to be stick to the ordinance.
Oh, okay.
And she just feels.
Same stuff.
Yeah.
Does she have the address in this park?
No, she lives in, she lives down in Jupiter Street in Millsboro.
Okay.
So she doesn't really have anything to do with Bayshore Mobile Home Park.
Thank you.
But I believe she's... has something to do with the manufacturer association.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. That's right.
Sir, the lots in your park are all relatively small.
My dad built the park starting back in the later 60s. The ones on...
And it's this one looks like it less than 40 feet?
It's just about 40 by 80 is about what they were originally. Some are 40 by 77 and a half.
And that would make it difficult to do any kind of improvement to anything other than a single wide, wouldn't it?
That's correct.
And both of the adjacent properties have decks already, is that correct?
Yes. The majority of them have decks. This is happens to be a 14 wide, a little newer. The older 12 wides, we had the distance, but with the little newer home, it crowds it a little bit.
That's all I had, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So, again, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the applicant is establishing uniqueness because of the lot size. In considering the fact that we hear so many requests for even double wides on very small lots, this we just heard testimony that you know, they've gone from 12 foot to a 14 foot single wide. So they're trying the best, it appears, to keep things within as tight of quarters as they can. So I would think that would suggest that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The lot size necessary, or the situation wasn't necessarily created by the applicant. The sizes of mobile homes, we're all well aware, have increased in width. Obviously won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood in a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,827.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,827. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Case number